You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary.
We are goalless here at halftime at the Snow Stadium in a combative, feisty, not very nice first half with four bookings. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live match day commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. The teams are both back out on the pitch, just waiting for Adam Tommaso, last man, to come back onto the pitch. And we are ready to get back underway here at the Snows. Still here, Doug Webber, joined by Benjamin Rees. How are we doing, Benj?
I'm all right. That was a bit of an ugly first half, though. There was not a huge amount of quality from either side. Lewis Noyes had to make one save early on, and Semmons hasn't really had much to do in the Lark Hall goal at all, even though Totten finished the half rather brightly and definitely on the front foot. But it's been marred by a lot of fouls and, yeah, tempers flaring at a couple of points. Both sides have picked up two yellow cards, and that's something to keep an eye on as this game goes on.
No substitutions to note as yet at the start of the second half. Do excuse me.
Both sides keeping their starting 11 out there for the moment. We're interested to see how long the managers wait before they change things. You know, you've got to keep an eye especially on those players who were booked, given the way this game went in the first half. But maybe 15 minutes for cooler heads to prevail in the break might do both sides the world of good.
It's interesting because when it's goalless like this in a game that, for Totten, is a must-win game against a team in mid-table pushing for promotion, they've got to be winning this game. What is going to be the attitude of Dan Sackman, do you think? On rushing run there, but not able to get to it, and it will be cleared out of play. No, it must have come off Jefford, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, there was one incident of note to tell you about at the end of the first half over at Scholing, where Fatah Makhloufi picked up a late red card in that first half. So Scholing down to 10 men at home to Plymouth Parkway. So an opportunity perhaps there for Parkway to take all 3 points.
That would be good news for us as well.
because so far, good news in the Froome game, because they're still 1-0 down to Evesham.
But of course, in the very, very early stages here, in the second half of the games, only 2 minutes played here at Totten.
Yeah, so plenty of time for things to change up and down the division.
Olamiwa finds Adams. Adams gives the ball back to Olamiwa, now looking over the top there, and a push in the back on Taylor, and it will be a free kick to Totten.
Yeah, right in front of the assistant referee there. If he'd missed that, I would have been very surprised.
Yeah, you would be incredibly surprised if that had been missed. But Shaq Gwengui just coming back, looking like an Eskimo with his hood up.
Doesn't look warm, does he?
No, he is using that bib as an extra layer, just come out of the changing rooms.
I must admit, I can't imagine the bib is doing him much good in terms of warmth.
No, lifted into the box there by Taylor, and it's into the hands of Semmons.
He was looking for the run of flukes, I think, but just a little too much on it for him to get to.
Yeah, it would have been no fluke.
Boo.
Had flukes, had got his head on
Boo.
That.
Boo.
Sorry.
You should be.
I've been waiting to use that.
I know.
I had an idea for a player announcement video.
Oh, no.
And then I thought, you know what? Not even I could get that past our video journalist, Harrison Reed. He wouldn't have liked that idea. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to suggest it. But I've noticed that the floodlights have come on at half time. So it is quite a dark day here in Totten, isn't it?
Yeah, dark and cold and gloomy, and so far I think the football's been there to match it. Oh, Harry Brookwell's got us a little blanket.
Only for the two of you. Thanks for that, Harold. That's very kind of you. Well,
it's all right.
That's off my Christmas card list.
He knows where the talent is.
Just seeing that Norwich have gone one goal behind against Brentford, which I'm going to say no more on. You know what? You can keep your blanket. Can see that Dan Sackman is already out to the edge of his technical area. Harry, he looks quite calm at the moment. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, he seems very calm, but as we know in the first half, he could get quite frustrated. Like the fans, the players, everyone seems quite frustrated with that first half.
Yeah, not a smile on his face. And it is a free kick to Lark Hall here on the far side. An opportunity to get the ball into the box. Referee having a close look at the players in there. It's curled into the box by Evans. And Olamiwa clears it away with the head. And it comes all the way out. And Dale Evans just sees it out for the throw.
Good defensive header there from Olamiwa. Going towards the deck. But, you know, put a big head through it. I mean, he got a lot of welly behind that header. And out of play for a throw on the far side. Going to give the Tottenham defence a chance to regroup.
Yeah, they're just slowing. It is looking like they're slowing the game down already.
I'm not saying that they're playing for a draw.
But they're not playing to win it.
No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, they don't mind taking the time out of the game because they feel like that'll probably hurt Tottenham more than it'll hurt them.
Good header there by Tommaso. And now an opportunity for Taylor to win this ball. Cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? He can. And it's straight down the palms of Semmons, but it did test Semmons. Semmons was scrambling across there.
Yeah, first shot on target, I think, for the Stags, and a long way out from Taylor. Not the most difficult one, but again, positive signs to begin this second half. Looking, you know, the way they ended the first half on the front foot, they want to do the same here. I think that's Evans, who comes right over the top of Tommaso, and yeah. Hanley's going to be waved on pronto.
Yeah, Tommaso gone down in a, well, writhing in pain, and I think Evans led with the elbow there. I'm not suggesting that it was intentional, but we do see this quite often with the kind of modern heading kind of technique. Quite often you see the elbows out and it does make it difficult, doesn't it?
Just trying to use his arms to create a little bit of space to work with. But I think that time, yeah, caught Tommaso and came right over the top of him. He looked frustrated that the free kick was given, but I'm not sure he has much to argue about there.
And he is now going over to see if Tommaso is okay. And there is a thumb up there, which is nice to see that Evans has gone over. It's quite slow to go over, but he has gone over to check that Tommaso is okay. And Tommaso has been helped to his feet. Tommaso is going to be asked to leave the pitch, I think. Did he receive treatment? Yeah, that has been considered as receiving treatment. So he is going to be making his way over onto the touchline. And they're just flagging Jake Adams back into a defensive position temporarily.
Yeah, just going to help keep that a little bit more connected rather than just while Adam Tommaso gets ready to come back on.
Harry, from what you can see, I think Adam Tommaso was touching his cheek rather than his head. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kasimu driving forward here now.
Yeah, we had to hurry off pretty quickly there.
Yeah, so, but he didn't look too groggy. Did he look all right down there?
Yeah, he looks fine. He's back on the pitch now. He's holding his jaw still, but I think he'll play on.
Yeah, he does look like he's going to be fit to continue. Harry Good down on the touchline, our pitch side reporter. We're going to get him to have a little roam around and see if he can hear anything from the home and away dugouts. He's on his feet now and he's making his way down to the touchline. Just another little shout out. If you weren't with us in the first half, a little shout out for our media team. One person that I did forget to mention is Craig Hobbs, who is over on the far side, our club photographer. Not got his earbuds in today, so he's not listening to Stags Radio. Disappointing.
Now, I think he's got a couple of young ball boys there with him who are maybe taking up a bit more of his time.
I think they're more than just ball boys. I think they might be related to him.
No, I'm almost certain they are. But it doesn't say that on the back of their bibs.
Long ball played forward here to Demkiv. Opportunity to get the ball in the box. The first cross is blocked there by Olamiwa. Second ball comes across. Jefford has to get a toe on it. And it's come out to Cam. And Cam has launched it high. And that has gone out of the ground.
I mean, way out of the ground. You can tell it's the first opportunity on goal Lark will have had for a while because it was ballooned over the bar.
Yeah, that is... Well, yeah, it's a pretty ugly shot there. But you can see he's smiling now. He knows that he should have kept his head down on that one, but it's one of those things.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, very true. But also, they're getting in the position to get a shot. That'll be pleasing for Ollie Price, the away manager, head coach. Long ball there from Noyce, looking for Taylor. Taylor not being particularly involved in this game so far, but he will be wanting more as the spaces a rise in the second half. A little push in the back there from Humphreys, and Tommaso goes down. It will be a free kick about 5 yards in inside the Tottenham half for Flukes to take.
Humphreys looked aggrieved that that was given, and you can see why the referee gave it, but I think there were stronger challenges in the first half that went unnoticed.
Yeah, I think that's true. And there's a competition there for the ball with Griffin, and now Lark Hall ball over the top here, and it's a good touch by Lambert, and this is a chance for Lark Hall, and it's saved by the feet of Noyce. Still in play though, Demkiv looking for that near post, and Tottenham are still at nines and tens at the back here, and Flukes wins that header, but they've still got the ball here. Lark Hall with the side for effort, and it's gone over the bar.
At nines and tens? Do you mean at sixes and sevens?
Ones and twos. Whatever you like. Hey.
It was disorganised, I'll give you that. It just felt like there were opportunities there to win the ball, and they were just a little bit passive in doing it, the Stags. A good save by Lewis Noyce.
Okay,
Lambert tried to sneak it through the legs, but he closed them quickly enough.
Sorry, I'm still sticking on this. Tell me why it has to be sixes and sevens. Do you know the reference?
No, but that's just what it is. They're at sixes and sevens.
Well, I'm sorry. I got my numbers mixed up then.
Yes.
Need to go back to primary school. But no, thank you for picking me up on that.
Here are the numbers you really need to know, Doug. Still 0-0.
It is still 0-0. And is it still 1-0 to Evesham at Froome?
It is indeed.
Which is good news for AFC Totten at the moment.
Well, it could be even better news if we can find a way to take the lead.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Is that whenever we talk about other teams' results, even when Cirencester lost last weekend, Dan Sackman he always makes it clear that it's all about what we can do as a team here. But Adams has got this ball now, looking to release Taylor, and it's cleared high into the air. But yeah, he's always talking about the job that has to be done here by his players.
Yeah, that's the thing. All you can do is win the games that are in front of you and just, you know, control what you can control and just see if other teams will drop points. They will falter. And if you focus on your job, if you win out from here to the end of the season, for example, you know, if that's enough, then brilliant. But if it isn't, then you've done all you can.
Long ball played there from the halfway line. Olamiwa does well at the second attempt. Gives it back to Flukes, and Flukes will be able to clear the lines for Totten. Comes off the top of Cam's head, and they've won the ball back there well. Have Lark Hall. Goodall. He has a shot from distance, and it comes off a defender and into the hands of Noyce. And Noyce straight away driving to the edge of his box. Clears it long, looking for Kasimu and Griffin. In the air from Resterick there. Tommaso with the second ball. Griffin competing in the air with that. And it's won by Reed. Taylor holds the ball up. Tommaso comes off his shin and it goes out of play. But it was the right ball, looking to get it out onto this right-hand side.
Yeah, just trying to get it in some space for Taylor, because he had the ball at his feet a little bit there, but again, backed up against another player. That's not where he's at his best. It's when he's got a little bit of space to work with.
So still goalless here at the Snow Stadium. Chances at a premium as yet. Harry Medway looking for the long ball, looking for Taylor, and it's just too straight, and that'll be headed comfortably by Jones back into the hands of Semmons.
I think we've seen a little bit too much of these deep aerial balls, because you're looking at that big central defensive pairing of Jones and Resterick, is that, you know, you're asking slightly smaller players to go up and win those balls high in the air. I know that's not necessarily what they're aiming for, but that's how it's coming off so far.
Interesting. At half-time, when I went to get my half-time coffee, I had a quick chat with James Taylor, Ethan's dad, but also a former AFC Tottenham legend. And he said that he would be putting a second striker on. He would be looking for a second man to get up with Kasimu because of that battle with those tall centre-halves.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I can see Shaq Gwengwe is warming up down in the left-hand corner.
Kasimu holds the ball and he does lose it, but he wins the throw-in for the Stags. Harry, I can see you're on your feet. What can you hear down there from the touchline?
There's not much going on other than, I think, Shaquille Gwengwe is about
There's a
to
chance
come on.
Here for Kasimu. Kasimu's through on goal. Can he get onto his left foot? It just took a little bit too long. And shoulder there from Resterick wins the ball back. Sorry about that, Harry. So it looks like Shaq Gwengwe is potentially going to be coming on.
Yeah.
Any idea for who? Have you been able to see the board yet?
Nah, I saw a guy walk off with the board, but the board's not in sight at the minute.
Okay, do give us a thumbs up. Turn around and give us a thumbs up if you can see the board, yeah? Because we will put you live.
I will say that it feels like the last two times Harry's got on the mic, we've created something going forward. So more of that, please.
He will be there with the mic at his mouth all game. Jake Adams gets that ball there on the far side. Got Reed for company.
With that chance for Kasima, it just felt like he had an opportunity to pull the trigger and he didn't take it, waiting for a slightly better opportunity that never came.
Griffin cuts inside now, looks to put the ball into the box. It's cleared away by Jones there. Demkiv wins the ball for Lark Hall. Evans just falls on the floor in Tom Daly fashion there. Nothing doing though, and the referee flags it away. So Medway gives the ball across to Flukes, halfway in his own half, finds Olamiwa. Olamiwa's being met there by a player on this left-hand side. I think it was...
It's Humphreys.
It is Humphreys, yeah. Coming out on this left-hand side in the second half. Seeing Demkiv playing more central now. Flukes. Little shoulder-to-shoulder battle there with Humphreys. And a foul there by Olamiwa on Simons. And it will be a free kick to Lark Hall, and there's going to be a substitution. Harry, who is it?
Number 8.
So that is Freddie Reed who will be coming off, and it will be for Shaq Gwengwe.
Well, that is a very attacking change.
And I tell you what, I wonder whether they heard us, because James Taylor would have been asking for exactly that sort of change. What sort of feedback did Freddie Reed get as he came off the pitch? Did you hear anything there, Harry?
No, I didn't.
No, so a few other players there getting warmed up. Can just see Woody Angel heading down the touchline to get warm. But it will be a free kick here to Lark Hall. And it will be taken by Dale Evans. I wonder if you could just head down to the other dugout, Harry, and see if there's any movement down there for us. Long ball into the box there, headed out by Medway. Ethan Taylor gets that ball and gives it back to Griffin. And Griffin just has to clear it away out of danger. And they deal with it, but Jake Adams can't quite get to that ball. Olamiwa wins the header. And Tommaso yet again with that second header. And that is a nasty scissors challenge there by Dale Evans. And the referee has a little giggle to himself and gives that free kick.
I will say Owen Humphreys, he's trying to go for an Oscar. The way he... You familiar with Edvard Munch?
Oh yes, I am. Yeah,
the guy who painted The Scream.
Yeah,
he was full on that there. Hands clasped to his face, aghast at the decision. But I think not only was it a decision that Evans might be a little bit fortunate to have not gone into the book, because that is not his first infraction.
I tell you what, that is painting a lovely picture for the Stags Radio listeners.
Almost literally, yeah.
Harry, what was the response to that challenge like from the Lark Hall bench?
They're quite frustrated that Flukes took the ball forwards instead of where the foul was instantly made.
Sam Griffin there was coming away with it down the left wing, but he was challenged there.
Yes, he had to retreat a long way to get the ball because the delivery across the pitch was not particularly good.
So I'm just wondering what what Lark Hall are going to do in response to that change with Shaq Gwengwe coming on. Kasimu has come out onto this right-hand side. There's a late challenge there by Totten, and Lambert has come away with the ball, and now Adams wins that ball, doing his defensive work in that deeper role now after that change.
Yeah, you know that's going to please Dan
Sackman.
That's
a great touch there by Jake Adams. Now gives the ball forward, but it's loose pass, and it just comes to Jones. And nobody's coming to Jones. Jones is driving forward now, and then Adams has to do his work, and he does brilliantly. That's a great recovery there from Jake Adams.
Yeah, we've seen what he can do going forward in a short time here, and now he's doing work defensively as well.
Go on, Hish runs it into the box, and he tries to win that ball and tries to get it across. And I tell you what, straight away, out wide, a bit more freedom to run, much more lively from Hisham Kasimu.
Yeah,
corner ball.
Made something out of nothing there, but just put it way out in front. Used his pace to attack the defence, taking advantage of the fact that Josh Jones had made a run forward to try and use the little bit of space with the defenders out of position.
Taylor with the short corner there. Kasimu gets that ball. He's trying to do too much with it. And now there's an opportunity here for Lark Hall to come forward. And they've got a man over. Dale Evans is driving away with it. He's probably taken the ball 40 yards. Now looking for an option. Demkiv is in front of him. plays it across, and Adams clears it away. No nonsense there, but massive gaps in this pitch already, and we've only played 20 minutes of this second half. That's a great challenge by Gwengri. Wins that ball back. Now got Adams in front of him. Taylor's there, as is Kasimu. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor with a nice turn. Clips the ball over the top. And Semmons wins that ball.
I think Taylor was looking to the referee, thinking that he was going to pull it back for the advantage.
Loose touch there, but Olamiwa Lambert's through on goal. There's a chance here, and he puts it in. Alex Lambert, against the run of play, has given Larkhall Athletic the lead here. Totten were waiting for a whistle that never came. Semmons played on. The Stags were asleep, and the away side take an unlikely lead. It's AFC Totten 0, Larkhall Athletic 1.
It's a really nice diagonal run from Lambert. Takes the centre-back out of it. He's through one-on-one. You'd want a little bit more pressure on him as well, taking the shot. But Lewis Noyes tries to make himself big as possible, and Lambert continues his good goal-scoring form, with the Larks taking a 1-0 lead here.
Well, well, well. Totten have got everything to do now. Shaq is just telling them to calm down. But I thought there was a free kick there on Jake Adams in the build-up to that goal that wasn't given.
Yeah, I think that's what they were appealing for, is that when the ball went, the ball worked its way to Taylor, and Taylor just, you know, cleared it down the throat of Semmons, expecting the ball to be played back for, to be given back for the advantage. The referee decided that it had gone, though. But, and Totten, you know, you say hear it at all levels of football, need to play to the whistle.
And there's a dangerous play there by Olamiwa again. Just with that loose touch. And a ball played forward there, and it's too far in front of Jefford, and it will be a throw-in to Larkhall.
So we're probably, what, about halfway through this second half now?
Yeah, it's we've got 24 minutes left, so just under halfway. So you can see that Brett Williams is heading down to warm up. What was the reaction like to that goal, Harry Good?
There was no reaction from Dan Sackman.
No reaction from Dan Sackman, but from the away side?
They were absolutely ballistic with that.
They were on the pitch, were they?
Jumping around, punching the air.
So a big reaction, and it's a massive goal for them. Yeah, let's see if you can head down to near Dan Sackman, see if you can get any kind of idea of if there's going to be a change made by the home side here. And now Larkhall are back on the attack here through Humphreys. That's a good challenge there by Olamiwa. Gives it to Kasimu, playing in this wide role now, using his pace, and he's turned round hill brilliantly there, looking for the opportunity to give it to Gwengri. Finds Gwengri, back to Kasimu. Oh, and it's a good save by Semmons. Griffin! And he headers it in! And the response is almost instant, and straight away Dan Sackman goes and congratulates Shaq Gwengri for his part in that goal. And they are level. It's AFC Totten 1, Larkhall Athletic 1.
Hish comes very deep to get the ball. He's all the way in Totten's half, and he's driving forward with it. Again, the similar run that we had that Lambert made for the Larkhall goal. We see that time from Gwengri. Goes towards the edge of the box. This time he draws defenders with him. It's a really cute little back heel into Kasimu on the edge of the area. He tries to curl it round Semmons. It's a little bit of an awkward height for him. Griffin is there on the spot. His second in two games. And he heads it into the back of the net. And it's almost like the past 5 minutes never happened.
There we go. Very true. That long ball straight away there from Larkhall Athletic's gone out for a throw. Steve Brookwell wanting Addy to play it quicker rather than taking his time with this throw-in. Throw-in long there. But Kasimu, he's come alive in this wider role that he's been in since that substitution. And I tell you what, an inspired substitution of bringing Gwengri on.
It's worked wonders, hasn't it? Because he's, you know, didn't quite get the assist there, but he was instrumental in the build-up to that goal. And Kasimu gets a little bit of space on the wing again.
Yeah, he's literally like a different player to the player that we saw in the first half.
This past 5-10 minutes, the game has opened up so much.
Yeah, it really has. It really has. Oh, wow. Looking lively here. Harry, have you got something for us?
Well, Callum Bourne has been sent to warm up. So I don't know if that's just getting him warm or he could be coming on.
Okay, so a defensive that bench.
It's interesting. Maybe I think, you know, both fullbacks have picked up bookings in that first half. So maybe you're you've got that in the back of your mind. Don't want to go down to 10 players. And I can see that Brett Williams is warming up down to our left as well. So maybe getting on a more traditional number nine, perhaps.
Flukes with plenty of time here. Now looking for Griffin. The ball's in front of Griffin here. And he can't let that run. Can Goodall, and Griffin's won this ball. He's in the box, finds Taylor. Taylor tries to cut inside and he's left his foot there and Cam went down and now they're taking it quickly. Lark Hall played a ball out to Humphreys. Kasimu doing his defensive work. He's been pulled there. He's got an opportunity to shoot and he drives it a long way wide. But now on socks. So socks, you quite often see players wearing like white socks with just the what do they call them? The looped socks that are like
stirrups.
That's the word I'm looking for. Kasimu with the ball forward now, looking for Gwengwe, and it's cleared away by the left boot of Jones. And that's a good composed header there by Medway, and Flukes with a great touch takes three players out of the game.
You feel like Tottenham are really using their pace to attack that back line in a way that they weren't in the first half.
Referee thought about putting his whistle to his lips there for a foul by Adams, but nothing doing there. And it's out of play here. A loose pass there. Lambert can't keep it in play. And so it will be a throw-in here on the near side. But this has got the crowd really lively here.
Yeah, those goals have fizzed this contest into life.
And it does look like Callum Bourne is making potentially last adjustments to his warm-up. Last preparations here. Kasimu, great touch on this near side. Looks to cut inside. Ball into the box there and it's headed out by Jones. It was going to be straight down the throat of Semmons, but can't take any risks there by Ken Jones. Good touch there by Flukes. Now finds Kasimu. Kasimu has been instrumental in the last few minutes here. Plays a long ball looking for Griffin and it's into the hands of Semmons. Oh, Semmons spills it after it comes off the back of Goodall, but he's able to get it at the second attempt.
Looks like Lark Hall are readying another change as well.
Yeah, any news on that for us, Harry, down on the touchline?
Just going to have a wonder.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like to hear, a nice little wonder. Let us know what's going on. We'll keep your mic up, so do let us know as soon as you're ready. There is an opportunity here, round the corner here from Lark Hall, and it's all the way through to Noyce from the boot of Ethan Hill.
Number 15 is coming on for number 3, I'm pretty sure.
Thank you very much, 15 for 3. So that would be Ethan Hill potentially coming off. And Joseph Hillard will be coming on for him. Thank you for that, Harry. It's good to see Harry wandering up and down the touchline here, getting all that intel for us. So a loose pass there by Totten, and Cam is able to come away with it. And they've won the ball, though. Jefford finds Adams. Adams is wandering forward here, gives it out to Griffin. Now Griffin's on full tilt, turns back, gives it to Adams. Adams drops a shoulder, goes back out wide, finds Gwengwe. Can Gwengwe get it? The ball across the box and he's run the ball out of play. He did go down, nothing given though, and the referee has pointed for a goal kick.
Very vocal appeals there. It's difficult to tell from all the way up here. He was a lot closer to it and he did not look like giving the penalty at all.
And I got to say, Harry, congratulations. You've got it bang on.
He has indeed. Joseph Hillard on for Ethan Hill. Still two subs in the back pocket for Dan Sattman's side, and one left for Larkhall.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to see who might be coming on. I did get some intel that he'd like to get a few more minutes into Woody Angel, but it will be interesting to see whether that is a change that he wants to make in the situation. Also, seeing we're now gone to like a 4-2-3-1 with Ethan Taylor playing in the number 10 role with the number 10 shirt. So he's much more central now.
Yeah.
With Gwengwe as the out and out striker.
And Jake Adams has dropped a little bit deep. I've been lacking on the goal updates, so I'll give you those. Slimbridge have equalised, so that game's 1-1. Poulton Rovers have pulled a goal back at Winch, that is 2-1. And Alex Monks has equalised for Froome Town, so that game is now at 1-1.
So both games at 1-1 here and at Froome. That's a good challenge there by Gwengwe. Thought he was going to win the corner, but he has won a throw in there. In a good position there. Griffin plays it inside, looking for Taylor. Taylor finds that ball. Turns there, and he's just gone to ground. Loses possession of the ball, and now Larkhall are able to get the ball forward. Jefford with a little flicked header there. And Lambert comes deep to collect the ball. Now it's an opportunity for the substitute on the far side to play the ball forward, looking for Demkiv, who was offside.
Other goals to tell you about. Melksham Town have taken a 1-0 lead at home to Biddeford, thanks to a Luke Bollinger penalty.
Do you know a fascinating fact about Luke Bollinger?
So that he's England futsal's most capped player? Yes, I do know that.
We have used that one on Stags Radio a few times.
And two goals at Barnstable, where the home side have taken a 1-0 lead, both of those from Owen Howe.
Did you say two goals and then...
Two goals, yeah. And Evesham have had a player sent off as well.
So it is, yeah. And was it Owen Howe, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, the first a penalty and then the second from open play.
Wow, so...
Continuing his rich goal-scoring form.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of goals going in there. Late challenge on Flukes by the substitute, Pearson Brown. It's met with a good reaction there by some of the fans on the far side. Very expansive at the moment, looking at the positioning of the players. The front four for Tottenham. None of them are less than 10 yards apart. Long ball here, looking for Griffin from Flukes. It's come off a Larkhall head, and it will be a throw-in on the far side. Jefford to take this. Taylor comes deep, getting on the ball much more than he did in the first half. Can he get a ball into the box? It's a great cross, and he had Simmons scrambling across his line. Don't think he got a touch on it, but they've kept it in play anyway, have Larkhall. And now it's run out of play there by the other... Jack Goodall, who's now playing at left back. Adams wins that ball, gives it to Olamiwa. And Olamiwa's flummoxed by a little bobble there, and Demkiv comes away with it. Now looking for his options, switches the ball over to the far side.
I think Olamiwa just guilty of being a little bit too casual with it there.
Yeah, he was under more pressure than I think he thought he was. Ball into the box, and Medway has to put it out, and it will be a corner ball.
You can see now that when each side goes on the attack, the players start flooding forward. The slightly more measured build-up play, perhaps in the first half, that's gone out of the window.
I can see, looking down in the three rows in front of us, there is a mass of footballing talent sat in front of us that actually every single one of those players, no, Tony Croft, not you, I'm not talking about you, any single one of those players could be in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and it's as a player, it's always tougher when you're not on the pitch because you want to be out there making a difference.
Dale Evans launches the ball into the box from the corner. Little pull there by, I think it's Jack Cam on Griffin.
I think it's Harry Simons.
Yeah, they are doppelgangers. It's very hard to tell the difference. And that has hit the corner flag on the far side, and Demkiv has benefited from that, kept in play, and then Gwengwe clears it away, and it will be a throw-in to Larkhall. 12 minutes left here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Totten and Larkhall in a real duel here. 1-1 at the moment.
Yeah, if you're Dan Sackman, I think now you probably, if you want to give any substitutions time to make an impact in this game, how long do you wait?
Exactly that. And he has got a mass of players on the bench that he could bring on to change this game. And then it's just a mazy ball forward there by Jones, and it's gone all the way through to Noyce, who rolls the ball out to Harry Medway, his captain. Back to Noyce. And now Flukes has got this ball. Tommaso, good triangles here from Totten, trying to get the ball out of the back rolls. But then a little challenge there on Kasimu, and Tommaso is fouled, and it will be a free kick. Flukes straight away looking for Griffin. Headed away, though. Jefford wins the second ball. Clears it over the top here. It's a bit too far in front of Griffin, though. Lambert's header just skims off the top of his head, and it finds Medway. Plays the ball into the Lark Hall half and finds Griffin. Jefford wins a throw-in on the far side. Looking to play it down the line. Looking for Gwengui. Gwengui might benefit here. And there's a chance here for Kasimu. And that's a very composed piece of goalkeeping there by Semmons.
Well.
Dangerous. But
everyone, composed. I think all the fans had their hearts in their mouths because the back pass to him was a little bit undershot. Nearly let Kasimu in. And an immaculate turn under pressure. Got rid of it.
Olamiwa just brilliantly there. Plays the ball forward now, looking for Gwengui. And it's cleared away by Jones. But the first touch there from Olamiwa was brilliant. Good challenge there by Flukes. Ball over the top here. And Lambert's there. And it is offside against Alex Lambert. And it will be a free kick.
Lambert's already been booked.
Lambert has been booked. He's kicked the ball away there. And that is a second yellow card. And Alex Lambert is off. And a silly, silly play there by Alex Lambert. Caught offside. Clears the ball out of play. Out of the ground, and he is off.
Absolutely needless from Alex Lambert. I know he's frustrated about it, but he's only got himself to blame. In that situation, you can't be afford to be making silly mistakes like that.
Well, that could change the complexion of this game.
I imagine now Lark Hall will probably try and shut up shop a little bit.
But it's always difficult to play against 10 men, and he gets plenty of cheers from the fans here at the Snows in the Wessex Heartbeat stand. But now against 10 men, Dan Sackman straight away is much more lively. Harry Good.
Yeah, he's much more lively now that's happened. He's telling each player individual tactics.
And I could see him shouting there that long ball has not gone where he wanted.
No.
I think what he wants as well is that make use of the fact that you've got an extra man. Don't put it long. Try and pass your way around. Take advantage of the fact that they're going to struggle to cover that space, especially before Lark Hall try and ready their third and final change.
Yeah, and actually, Harry Good, have you got a little look at that board?
I'm just about to.
It's going to be 12 coming on. We can see that from here. It's Joel Smedley who's going to be coming on.
I think for number 8.
Number 8, which would see Harry Simons making way. So we will see if that is the change that they are going to make. It looks like it will be. Now, Flukes with the ball here. Plays it forward. It's much louder here at the Snows. Looking for Olamiwa. And it's just seen out of play by Jones. And Jones is taking no time, all the time in the world there.
And now they're going to take the opportunity to bring that player on. The guy's got his board the wrong way around. He's showing us, which is helpful, but he's not showing any of the players.
Yeah, that's very true. Coming off, number 8. So, off comes Simons. Well, that's going to make my life easier because I'm getting very confused between Simons and Jack Cam. They've both got their ponytails, or top knots. Is that what it's called nowadays?
It's not really a top. It's because it's like a little bit. It's more like a bun at the back.
I wouldn't know because I have no hair on top.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
Sad, isn't it?
It's life.
It's life. It's life.
It's all right. You can admire mine.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Thanks. It looks automatically like Dan Sackman has got these guys into a 4-1-4-1 with Adam Tommaso in that deep role, and he's pushed Jake Adams forward. But now there's an opportunity for Lark Hall, and he's dispossessed by Tommaso, and Adams wins that ball. Great quick feet there by Adams. Finds Kasimu. Kasimu there is fouled, and it's a handball there. A clear handball by Jack Cam, and it will be a free kick to Totten.
I was very surprised that it wasn't a free kick for the challenge by Goodall, because I thought he cleaned out Kasimu there.
Straight away, looking for the ball quickly. Olamiwa plays it out to Medway. Medway finds Jefford, who now looks for Gwengui. Good challenge there by Resterick, but Gwengui wins the second ball. Tommaso finds Jefford. Lots of play on the far side, and just as I say that, they move it across to Flukes.
The action's taking place entirely in Larkhall's half now.
Flukes looking for his options, finds Adams, who I think has been brilliant today. He has Jake Adams, finds the ball inside, but it's a bit of a miscommunication between Taylor and Flukes there. Little push in the back on Tommaso, but Tottenham win the ball back. Flukes gives it to Jefford. They're just inside their own half. Now Jefford goes into the Lark Hall half, looking for his options, finds Griffin.
You can see the Larks are so much more withdrawn now, trying to keep their shape, stay resolute, not give Tottenham the opportunity to break those lines.
Harry, I've got your thumb up. What can you see?
Callum Bourne's about to come on, but I don't know who for.
Okay, so it will be that change that we thought would happen a few minutes ago. Ball round the corner looking for Kasimu, and it's just a little bit too heavy there from Olamiwa, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, nice idea, but as you say, he just got too much on it, and it went behind for the goal kick. Callum Bourne maybe considering himself a little bit unfortunate not to be in the starting lineup today.
Yeah, man of the match at the weekend against Willand. Got the fans man of the match there for, and the Wessex Heartbeat man of the match award, which is a nice little bottle of bubbly.
There's been another goal at Winchester, and it's the league's top scorer, Leighton Thomas, who has equalised for Poulton Rovers.
Interesting there.
Biddeford have also equalised at Melksham. So Barnstable picking up points today, but so are a lot of the teams around them.
And talking about that game, we've got back-to-back games against Biddeford at the end of this month. And for the away game, there might be an exciting announcement coming up very, very soon from Stags Radio and AFC Tottenham TV. Loose touch there by Flukes, but that's a great challenge to recover there. Yeah, as I mentioned, an exciting announcement could be coming about potentially an event here on that evening, but you'll have to wait and see.
Partly because that game could still be rearranged again.
It can indeed, and we will mention why very shortly.
Two substitutions going to take place, actually, because Joe Rabbits was stripped off, ready to come on as well.
Any sign of a board there, Harry?
I'm just going to see if I can get a quick look.
As you have a little look, Lark, who are on the attack here, Olamiwa does brilliantly, and then shoulder barges the player off the ball, and it will be a goal kick.
So number three, Ben Jefford.
So Jefford is coming off. He has been booked, and that is going to be for Joe Roberts. Yeah, and then it's going to be the other change. We're just waiting to see. And it might be both fullbacks. I can only imagine it might be both fullbacks.
It is
going to be both fullbacks, both on bookings for AFC Tottenham here. And that is the third and final change for Tottenham. On comes Callum Bourne, and Adi Olamiwa makes way. So, gets a pat on the back there, does Adi, and a smile there from Dan Sackman. But defensive changes, interesting. So you can only imagine it's because of the bookings.
Yeah, it'd have to be. Again, while you've got that numerical advantage, you know, don't do anything stupid and go down to 10 men yourself.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Long ball played forward by Flukes, looking for Gwengwe. Does compete in the air for it. And now Taylor wins the second ball. There's a shirt pull there from Cam, but nothing given. Jake Adams now driving forward, finds Bourne straight into the action, finds Gwengwe inside, now looking for his options, finds Taylor. Taylor looking to get onto that left foot. Now plays it out. First touch in a Tottenham shirt for Joe Roberts. Ball into the box here, and it's headed out of harm.
This winner.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Look, in the olden days of football, two fullbacks coming on would not be an attacking change. But now, the way that fullbacks play, that's an attacking change.
Yeah, especially when you consider that Jefford and Olamiwa, you know, this is their first start in a long time. So, you know, just making sure as well that they're at full fitness. You don't want to risk them. And yeah, get fresh legs on, always a good idea.
That's a good header there by Flukes. And the second header there is headed long, but it's out of play now. Little bit of a miscommunication there. Jake Adams did have one of the other balls there, but Callum Bourne is ready with this throw. Just being called back by the referee. Gives it back to Flukes. Plenty of space here for the defenders of Tottenham with that man advantage. Ball played forward, looking for Griffin. And Griffin's dispossessed there, and he's gone down. And it's not often that you see Sam Griffin go down after being tackled, but he is back on his feet, which is good to see. And the long ball from Lark Hall goes out of play.
Yeah, just over a minute before we get into stoppages here. Totten looking much the more likely to score.
And it will need to be now or never. Adam Tomasso driving forward into the Lark Hall half. A late goal here for Totten would send the Snow Stadium into raptures. Ball round the corner to Jake Adams. That's a good turn there. He's into the box. Oh, tries the little skill and it's just a bit too cute there. And he confuses himself. And now Lark will try and come away with it. But the skill from the substitute there of Lark Hill runs it out of play. Lark Hall, sorry. Now Medway finds Rebets on the far side. Gives it to Griffin. Rebets makes that onward run. Ball into the box is won by Jones and it's cleared away here. 30 seconds left of normal time and Lark Hall are being called to get up here by their manager, Ollie Price.
Just eagerly looking to see if I can see anything down on the sideline in terms of how many added minutes we'll have. Goal at Melksham as well, by the way. They've retaken the lead. They're 2-1 up through Albie Hopkins.
And now this is an opportunity here. Gwengwe pushed to the ground. And this is an opportunity for all of Totten's players to go forward to try and get this winner. Joe Rabatz comes back into the defensive position, as does Adam Tomasso, to make sure that they cover any attacking runs here.
Andrew Handley's loitering around the board with intent.
Yeah, it's going to be... How long is it going to be, Harry?
5 minutes.
Five minutes of added time here. That is there's plenty of this game to go here.
Yeah, both sides have used three subs in the second half. There was the sending off as well.
Ball into the box. It's headed out of the way there by Jack Cam. Griffin has that ball and he's got Bourne for company. Ball into the box and it's headed out of harm's way there by Resterick. Finds Rebet, to Jake Adams. Oh, no, sorry, other way around. No, I wasn't right.
You were right, first time. Yeah.
Quite similar looking from a distance. Ball round the corner there by Lark Hall, but they're not able to keep the ball. Tomasso finds Taylor. Taylor cuts inside and now has options here with Jake Adams. Finds Bourne, and Bourne has Griffin outside him. Griffin cuts inside, looks to get the ball into the box, and Harry Medway was there. But it's headed away and Demkiv just lumps it long. Flukes, great touch there in the centre circle. Gives it out to Rabetz on the far side. Across to Flukes. Needs to be quicker here from Totten. Already played a minute of this added time. Now Taylor's there. Oh, can't get the ball to Kasimu. And they're able to come away with it are the Larks. Griffin gets into a position to slow down that attack. And now it's cleared long. And that's going to be all the way through to Lewis Noyce. Out to Rebets in that left-back role. Signed on loan from Aldershot this week. Ball played forward and a foul is given against Kasimu. But I don't think there was anything in that.
No, I don't either. I think Resterick has pulled a little bit of wool over the referee's eyes there.
So I think Benji is going to be heading down pitch side to get a little bit of a post-match interview. And just temporarily, I might hand the mic over to Jakub. Jakub, making your Stags Radio debut, what do you make of this game so far?
Hi, Doug. Yeah, I think it's an amazing game, to be fair. It's also quite a close affair. It's very, very tough to decide who's going to win, if anyone's going to win, actually.
Yeah, it's not long left in this game at all. And Lark Hall are back in possession. We will get you back on the mic at some point. You will be making your commentary debut, I'm sure, at some point. But for now, Harry Good has come up to join me here in the commentary box. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Feels a lot warmer up here than down there.
It is chilly down pitch side. And I can assure you that that is the case because Benji Rees looks like he's shivering.
It's not warm, yeah.
So it's down in the far corner, not where Totten wants this ball. Griffin clears it away. 3 minutes gone of the five that are the minimum of five that were going to be added on. So 2 minutes left to play here at the Snows. Demkiv taking the ball into the corner. Griffin and Rebets are there, and he's won a corner. It's good play there from Demkiv. They're going to, I can imagine that this ball will not be going into the box, Harry.
No, Lark will have a lot of defenders on the edge, and then so do Totten. They're like set up to attack on after this.
Yeah, Tottenham are very much set up to attack. And it's going to be taken short, we can imagine. And they've wasted a lot of time there. And now it looks like they are going to put the ball in the box, potentially looking to...
After all that.
Yeah, to nab a winner. Ball lifted into the box here. And it's there for Jones. And he's put it in. Jones has scored what can only be considered as a winner here at the Snow Stadium. And that is stunned silence. A free header. And just sleepy defenders for AFC Tottenham. And Josh Jones has potentially sealed a victory here for Larkhall. Shock and silence.
Well, he was really the only outlet for that in the box. It was clear that they were looking in his direction and he just rose highest, a slightly looping header. Lewis Noyce just could only watch it go over his head and nestle in the back of the net. For the past, 20 minutes or so, Larkhall have offered scarcely little going forward, but somehow they've been able to find a way through.
Unbelievable. And it is sending people out of the gate early in the far corner. And that is such a disappointing potential result here for Tottenham. There might be a minute left with the stoppages there. The referee's had a little look at his watch. Ethan Taylor's come deep to collect this ball. He's played it long into the box looking for Jake Adams. And it's Jones there, the goal scorer, who has headed it away. And Demkiv's not going to be able to chase that down. Flukes comes and collects the ball, gives it inside to Tommaso. The referee has another look at his watch. Martin Blaw, not long left here. Medway with the cute ball over the top and it doesn't find Kasimu. And Dale Evans is just going to lump this long. And Noyce has come to collect it. Gives it to Flukes.
The Larkhall coaching staff doesn't want them to sit back. They want them to put a little bit of pressure on.
And that's another good header there by Jones. And there cannot be long left in this game here. And this is going to be a real, real black mark against the Stags if this ends this way. And Larkhall have won the game with a last gasp goal here at the Snow Stadium. Their captain, Josh Jones, with a looping header from the corner that evaded Lewis Noyce, went over the top of his head and in the 95th minute, means AFC Tottenham have fallen to their first defeat in six games and their unbeaten run is over. The full-time score here at the Snow Stadium is AFC Tottenham 1, Larkhall Athletic 2. Benji, how do you summarise that?
It's a proper smash and grab, and full credit to Larkhall because, they absorbed a lot of pressure pretty resolutely. They won their aerial battles and, late on we thought that maybe they'd just keep the ball in the corner, just wind down the clock, but put the ball into the box from the corner, see if they could nick that last gasp winner, and they managed to do so.
Well. I've got Harry Good up here. Harry... It's never nice to lose a game, but it's harder to lose it when it's in the 95th minute.
I'm stunned. They looked like they were going to hold it in the corner, settle for a draw with 10 men, and then they whipped one in and they scored from it. I'm stunned for words.
Yeah, it's hard to put it into words. Benji, it's not going to be an easy conversation to have with anyone out there, and I think you will be able to hopefully get a word with Dan Sackman. But it's been met with just silence here from the home fans, and just sleepy defending is all I can say. Harry, it's disappointing.
Yeah, it's very disappointing to score to concede a goal, especially in the 90th minute with one of the last kicks of the game.
I think Dan Sackman may have just headed straight down the tunnel there. You might struggle to get a word with him, Benj. I think that might be game, set and match for you as well.
It might well be. I'll see what I can do. But yeah, I think Dan has he's probably taken himself down the tunnel so he does not say something on there that he maybe regrets.
Yeah, to maintain his composure. Well, from here at the Snow Stadium, I think it's probably time that we call it a day. Harry Good, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
No problem.
And Benji, the last word from you, please, mate.
What a frustrating afternoon.
Exactly that. From us here, the media team here at AFC Totten from the Snows Stadium, live here on Stags Radio. The full-time result here is AFC Totten 1, Larkhall Athletic 2. We'll be back on Tuesday night with full match commentary of the Senior Cup semi-final against Eastleigh. And we'll be here live for that from 7:15. But until then, have a good rest of your weekend and goodbye.